Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 969 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. Sweet. All right, now here is today's question from Jeff.
Hi, Pat. Jeff Campbell here from newmiddleclassdad.com. And thanks again for considering my questions. I know I send you a few. Hopefully, you and your listeners find them of value. My latest question pertains to my social channels and how much traffic they bring me to my website. I find that I spend the most amount of time on Twitter, posting content, basically. And Twitter actually brings me the least amount of traffic according to my Google Analytics. Facebook and Pinterest bring the most, and even at this point, Instagram has surpassed Twitter in terms of bringing traffic to my website. So I'm wondering, should I curtail or cut back my activity on Twitter and focus on where I'm getting the most bang for my buck? Or should I consider continuing with Twitter and just hoping that it grows in time eventually and becomes worthwhile? I appreciate everything that you do, Pat, and thanks again.
Hey, Jeff, what up? Pat Flynn here. Oh, wait, I don't know why I said that. But anyway, Jeff, dude, you rock. Thank you for all the questions. And let me answer your question by first asking you a question. And that is, do you feel that social media is specifically and only for getting traffic back to your website? And if that's the case, that could be your answer. And if that's the reason why you're doing it, then I would totally cut out Twitter and just focus on the ones, and actually just the top two really is what I would recommend, platforms that you want to focus on that you know are helping. However, as you can probably tell, I'm sort of setting this up here, social media is not necessarily just for getting traffic. And actually, that's not, in my opinion, the primary purpose. Social media is about being social. And what does that mean? It means having conversations. It means getting your audience to know that you are there and that you are answering their questions, or that you're at least engaging in conversations, or at least expressing things that are other than, hey, go check out my website. And so if everything you are posting on Twitter is a link to something that you have on a website, it's no wonder why Twitter is the thing that's not giving you the most thing, because there's only 140 characters to work with. On Facebook and on Instagram, you likely have more engagement and more traffic there because you are more personable there. So what I would recommend is, if you're going to experiment, try Twitter for the purposes of starting conversations, getting to know people, asking questions, answering questions, hashtag conversations, things like that. And amongst all that, then every once in a while, drop in a link. If you post a link every single time you tweet, nobody's going to want to follow your stuff. And because you're doing that, likely you aren't getting seen very much, which is why it's contributing to you not seeing very much traffic from that particular source because of the algorithm. So that's what I would recommend. If you are doing it specifically just to get traffic, then don't do it. Get off of it, or just, you know, save it for a rainy day. If you are okay with the idea of posting on social media without actually asking for traffic back to your website, you might find that over time you will get more traffic because of that, because you are using social media in the way that is meant, especially on places like Twitter, where you only have so many characters to share and engage. And if you're not doing that, well, nobody's going to see you. So, Jeff, that's my answer. Thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it. We'll send you a little gift, the Ask Pat t-shirt, as a result of having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Napoleon Bonaparte. That is, nothing is more difficult and therefore more precious than being able to decide. That's it. Being able to decide. All right, guys, take care. Thanks so much. And I'll see you in the next episode next week. You're on AskPat.com. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.